USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The head of the Iowa Democratic Party is resigning after last week's caucus debacle there. Troy Price saying in a resignation letter that his presence as chairman makes it more difficult for the party there to move forward from the caucuses. A coding error in an app led to a significant delay in reporting the results. A former party chairman in Polk County, Iowa, says of Price's decision,
"He operated with some class. He took responsibility for what happened, and he didn't blame anybody else."
Tom Henderson there speaking to CBS News. New York's Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo will be at the White House to meet with President Trump today on the federal decision to block New York residents from the Trusted Travelers program because it now allows illegal immigrants to get driver's licenses. A magnitude 6.9 earthquake struck off the coast of northeastern Japan earlier, but there's no reports of major damage. This is USA Radio News.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Former White House Chief of Staff John Kelly telling an audience in New Jersey last night that Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman was just doing his job when he reported concerns about President Trump's Ukraine phone call. Speaking at Drew University, Kelly said Vindman did exactly what he should have done when he heard Trump ask his Ukrainian counterpart for an investigation into former Vice President Joe Biden's family. President Trump's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, saying media reports have been lying about him getting special treatment from the U.S. Justice Department. Last night he said in a Fox News interview,
"Not only am I not getting special treatment, I've been getting terrible treatment. This should have been investigated 3 years ago."
Attorney General William Barr on Monday did say the Justice Department's going to review Giuliani's information from Ukraine about former Vice President Joe Biden and his son Hunter to gauge the credibility of that information. Find us online anytime at usaradio.com.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
Something deep in space is sending radio signals at regular intervals, and USA Radio's Wendy King says it might just be occurring naturally.
For the first time in history, researchers say they've picked up a radio signal from a single source in outer space that repeated at certain intervals for more than a year. And in this case, the pattern came and went roughly every 2 weeks. Collaborators from the Canadian Hydrogen Intensity Mapping Experiment and Fast Radio Burst Project said this particular signal began every 16 days from September 16th to October 30th. The origin was a galaxy 500 million light-years away. Some researchers suggest the repeating signals were caused by a source that was orbiting around a star, explaining why they would stop for a precise period of time. Scientists say they doubt the signals are from extraterrestrials. They say so far there's no detectable pattern that would suggest there's a sentient hand at play. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
The Labor Department just releasing the report on first-time unemployment benefits last week. The number of new filings was slightly higher last week to 205,000. Many were expecting the number to come in at about 210 grand. Find us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.